was a day of infamy. Some of this audience might remember the day after Pearl Harbor was bombed. In December of 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt, speaking to Congress, said, "Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan." And most of us here recalled 9/11, a day of infamy. A day that was a sad day. A day that was just, this country was humiliated. The disgrace, the dishonor of this day when Jesus was crucified on the cross was amplified by its publicity. Modern executions today occur in private before a somber group of witnesses, but not with Jesus' death. Although he was arrested in secret, it wasn't long before an angry mob surrounded the Roman tribunal. His battered body was paraded before them with the sarcastic hollering of, "Behold your king! Behold your king!" Even Pilate said it. In John 19, verse 14, "Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, 'Behold your king.'" Crucifixion processions would work their ways through the streets, crowded with people. We find in Luke 23, verse 27, where Luke records, "And a great multitude of the people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him." The very ones who judged him, who condemned him, were there. In Matthew 27, verse 41 through 43, the record says, "Likewise, the chief priest also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, 'He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God.'" And even those who were on each side of him, those robbers, those thieves, even said things about him and reviled him, as we find in verse 44. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. And there he hung for all to see. Hanging there for everybody to see. And at the end of the day, wicked man felt vindicated, while the righteous were disappointed and confused. How did the Lord survive the darkest of days? A day in which was a day of agony, dread, humiliation, infamy. How did he survive it? I believe, folks, as we look at Hebrews 12, verse 2, is the way we helps us survive days that are dark, is looking unto Jesus. In Hebrews 12, verse 2, we read, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God." I need to have my eyes fixed upon heaven, and so do you. There is help for us. Amidst this dreadful day, a light was shining. The cross of Christ testifies, as nothing else could, of God's love and desire to help us. In Romans 8, verse 32, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" When he comes, our glorious King, all his ransomed home to bring, then on this
song will sing, hallelujah, what a Savior.
We're going to sing this song, Kneel at the Cross, in just a moment. There may be someone in the audience here this morning who has not obeyed Christ, and you're being given that opportunity to do so today. When you look back at this person who died for you, all of us, as we look back, can we not appreciate him even more? Wouldn't you want to be a follower of his, one who went to the cross and took on the punishment that he took, the death he took and endured? The same divine power that restored Jesus' life and turned these shameful events into a moment of triumph and glory is available to all believers, to all who believe and obey. If you're not a Christian, he wants you to become one, become a follower of his. Jesus said, if you do not believe that I'm he, you will die in your sins. Jesus wants you to repent. He said, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. He wants you to confess his name. Jesus said, he who confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Jesus wants you to be baptized. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's what he said. Don't you want to believe that and obey that? Man comes along and says, no, you can do it differently. Jesus said to do it this way. And when you look at what he did for you, what can you do for him? Submit your will to him. If you need to respond to the invitation, do so while we sing this song.